Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish...
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment here. We have one of the Dirty Dozen, one of the people that they've called a terrorist, one of the people in the new National Security Threat Memorandum that the puppet president, who got his butt wiped today, Biden said is a terrorist for being a medical doctor of great renown, who's been totally vindicated about the PCR test and everything else. Dr. Joseph Mercola is coming up right now. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we are extremely blessed to be here on air. We were not supposed to be on air at this point, but thanks to you, we are. But now the globalists have taken the gloves off, and they have announced that with the Homeland Security and the CIA, the entire Internet's being watched with big tech for white supremacists. The definition of white supremacist is questioning the election, questioning open borders, questioning Biden, and questioning lockdowns, which is martial law. So, yeah, they're getting real martial law ready. The training wheels are about to come off. They'll probably release some more real viruses. Who knows? They claim they're variants. People better get ready. They better pray to God, because this is the fabled takeover. The UN using a bioweapon release. I've told people thousands of times on air. Many of you have been listening 25, 26, 27 years. You've heard me thousands of times. Thousands. Say, they're not going to march around in UN blue helmets and turn in your guns. We're taking down America. They're going to trigger race war. They're going to call the UN to oversee, like South Africa, a new political system. They're going to say you're a white supremacist if you don't submit. And then they're going to release a virus to create fear as the pretext to lock people down and disappear people and shut down businesses they don't own. It's a pincer attack. Economic shutdown of the middle class, no matter what color you are. And then another attack creating racial division to claim the takeover and the breakdown is because you're bad. You're bad because you've got a virus or might have a virus. You're bad because you're white, or you're bad because you're a Christian or a veteran. This is simple psychology. And the way you beat it is you wake up to the psychology, you wake up to the enemy plan, and you don't let their manipulation manipulate you or others. You become aware of the plan, you warn others of the plan, and then you start removing yourself from the plan and not supporting the enemy wherever you can. Shopping with small businesses as much as you can, telling the truth, going to church, being a good dad, being a good mom, taking care of your neighbors, coming together, you know, inviting the neighbors over no matter what color they are to have dinner, and get this out into the open and discuss the fact that we're being taken over. This is serious war, and that the more we submit, the worse things get. The more we stand up, the better things get. And stop getting into fear of viruses and fear of whatever. And people say, what are you doing quoting Roosevelt? He was a bad president. The quote's true. Okay, broken clocks are right twice a day. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Okay? And so giving in to them is what you ought to be concerned of. Submitting to tyranny is what you ought to be afraid of. Not, oh, let me just kind of dodge this for a minute, maybe it'll go away. No, that's not what built this country. Rugged individualism did. Territorialism did. And so we got to start pushing back. They fear men is why they tried to turn us into a bunch of ninnies. They fear the fact that men will finally commit and do something. I don't want any violence at this point. The enemy has that plan. They'll probably do it to themselves and play victim. We have to point out they're being violent to us. They're assaulting us with these poison shots, with the breakdown of law and order, with all the things they're doing, and just expose they're a foreign outside criminal power and protest and demonstrate at their houses and sue them and get in their faces and run for office and support the local individuals. I don't want to call them politicians, but statesmen and women who do understand what's happening and get them to take action and lead an offense against the globalist narrative of the new lockdowns and the fraud of the virus and call for Fauci's arrest and call for Bill Gates' arrest and point out what they're doing at the border. I mean, that's incredible, releasing people that are COVID positive and sick to their whole narrative. That's manslaughter. That's criminal negligence. That's everything. So if we had the reporters and the crew, I'd be down there at that Whataburger in McAllen, Texas right now. The listeners, you go document it. You upload it to your Twitter or Facebook. You don't need me to do it. I can't do it all, okay? Get down there. Do it. We're trying to hire reporters. We just hired a couple of them. We're getting them trained now. You know, we're trying as much as we can, but I just can't wait for orders from headquarters here. I need you to take action. All right, this is somebody being listed as a terrorist coming up for trying to give you life-saving information. The globalists are criminals. They have the blood of millions on their hands suppressing 100% treatments that are out there. Just remember how serious this is. The submission is death. Resistance is victory. Owen Schroyer, great job. Take over with Dr. McCullough. I know you're going to be hosting the war room today as well. But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, well, we have just heard from our guest who was supposed to be joining us. Unfortunately, he had to cancel. But that's okay, because I've got plenty of news that I can cover here for this next hour, and then Paul Joseph Watson is going to take over. And, you know, it's really sad that, and I talked about this yesterday, we already know Democrats in media have completely sold themselves out. They've completely sold out their profession. And it's now party politics and agenda over truth in reporting. And so that's why Jen Psaki doesn't have a single tough question except from Peter Ducey when they're doing the White House press conferences, because they're all Democrat activists. So they support Jen Psaki. They got to make sure that she looks good. They're there to make sure the Biden administration looks good. No tough questions are asked of her. And then Peter Ducey's the only one that ever asks any real questions. Well, the new phenomenon we're seeing is with healthcare professionals, whether it's nurses or doctors or people that run hospitals, and this is really even more dangerous, perhaps, because, you know, healthcare is not supposed to be politicized. You shouldn't have to worry about what your doctor or healthcare provider's politics are when you go for treatment or whatever. But now, liberal, leftist, progressives, Democrats in the healthcare industry are now letting their politics overwhelm truth when it comes to medicine, when it comes to health. And so this is very dangerous. And I'm sad to say that one of the worst examples now is Jerome Adams, who just lies through his teeth. And it's just stunning to see this. He puts out this statement today, because here's the thing, folks. You got to understand. See, Jerome Adams is smart enough, or dumb enough, I guess you could say, to respond to the fact that, yeah, vaccinated people are getting sick. So there's one level of this where the media and Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden just deny it. They just say nobody who's gotten the vaccine has gotten COVID. Nobody who's gotten the vaccine has gotten sick. That's a known lie. We have the hospital numbers in multiple different states and multiple different countries. And yeah, most of the new COVID cases are actually vaccinated people. Again, we have the numbers, we have the data, that's undeniable. So Jerome Adams knows that, well, okay, I'm not going to be as big of a liar as Fauci or Biden and say that vaccinated people are not getting sick. I know that that's going on. The news is everywhere. I've seen the numbers. So what does he do? Well, he just moves the goalpost. He's a little bit more subtle in his propaganda. So he says, vaccines do not prevent you from testing positive for COVID. In other words, vaccines do not prevent you from getting COVID. So he has his little word game there. But that's what it really is vaccines do not prevent you from getting COVID. Unless he's admitting that testing positive for COVID means doesn't necessarily mean you had COVID. So is this Dr. Jerome Adams admitting that the tests don't work? Or is he just playing word games to avoid admitting, in so many words, that even if you've gotten the vaccine, you'll still get COVID? So he says, vaccines do not prevent you from testing positive for COVID. Again, what is that insinuating? That the tests don't work, or that people are getting COVID that have been vaccinated? Nice job with your little nuanced propaganda there, Dr. Adams. But he goes on. They prevent you from being hospitalized for or dealing with long-term symptoms from or dying due to COVID-19. Okay, so there's about three new lies in that second sentence. The COVID vaccine prevents you from being hospitalized from COVID. That's a lie. He knows that's a lie. That's why he's putting this tweet out. Because he knows that's a lie and that most of the COVID hospitalizations are vaccinated people. He also says that the vaccines will stop you from having long-term symptoms. Well, we don't know that. We haven't had any long-term studies, and it hasn't been a long-term rollout yet. So he's just saying that. That's just a made-up statement that he just makes. Think about how dangerous that is from your doctor. Think about how dangerous that is if a doctor just makes something up. Just whole cloth. You go to your doctor, and you're expecting, this is an ethical person who's going to be honest with me about the treatment I'm receiving or that I could potentially receive, and he just lies. Yeah, the COVID-19 vaccine will make sure you have no long-term side effects. You don't know that. There's been no long-term studies. We haven't been in this long-term. That's dangerous to have a doctor that would boldly lie to you like that. Of course, for the last 5 years or so, if you went to a doctor and said, I have a smoking addiction, I want to stop, they were going to prescribe you Chantix. I believe Chantix is a Pfizer product, and turns out Chantix was causing cancer. And now Pfizer is pulling Chantix and paying out billions of dollars in lawsuits for Chantix causing cancer. But guess what? It was doctor recommended. And I'm sure those doctors assured the people that they recommended it to that it was safe, effective, and good. Now they have cancer. Now the doctors won't have to face any penalty or punishment for that. I guess they're just doing their job as big pharmaceutical drug pushers. And then, of course, the final lie in that sentence, that the vaccine will prevent you from dying from COVID. Another lie. Another total lie, because many people who have had the vaccine have died from COVID. Now, again, this is a doctor. This is a doctor who, in two sentences, in two sentences in a statement he makes, has at least four lies in them, maybe five. I mean, really, that's almost admirable that you can have two sentences with five lies in it. You almost tip your cap to that. Like, wow, you're a professional liar. But that's a doctor. That's a doctor. How are we supposed to have any trust in our medical institutions, in our healthcare institutions, when leading doctors are lying to us like this? How are we supposed to trust our medical industry that they want to be run by the government when they can't even be honest with us? And I do have that story right here. Jerome Adams also says the pandemic is spiraling out of control. Well, how could that be? With all these people being vaccinated, how could that be? And where? Where is the pandemic spiraling out of control? Notice how they don't show you any data or point to any actual examples of how the pandemic is spiraling out of control. They just say it. So this guy can't stop lying. This is a top doctor in the U.S. who can't stop lying. Now, how are we supposed to trust our medical institutions when the top doctors from them are lying to us about everything? So congratulations, Dr. Jerome Adams. You have just disintegrated trust in our medical institutions, perhaps as much as Anthony Fauci now. Congratulations, Dr. Adams. Are you proud of yourself? You put politics ahead of health. You put politics ahead of truth. And now you're just another one of the activist doctors that will lie to the American people for a political agenda. This is dangerous. We know our media is corrupt. We know our media lies to us. We know that most of the media is Democrat activists. But now we're dealing with doctors and healthcare professionals that are now lying for political agendas. And they want our trust in their institutions. They want our trust in their health advice. When I can sit here and look at this statement, look at these statements from one top doctor supposedly in the U.S., and it's nothing but lies. That's scary stuff. That's frightening stuff. And it's really a damn shame now that in the United States of America, because of people like Jerome Adams and Anthony Fauci, the average American is never going to trust doctors again. Think about that. Think about that. And they censor the actual good doctors out there like Simone Gold and Stella Emanuel and Jane Ruby so that the liars like Fauci and Jerome Adams can try to force you to take an experimental vaccine and lie all the way in the process.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Should not be walking around with masks.
Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because now the CDC says, I mean, I think I've got this right. One mask is better than zero masks. Two masks is better than one mask. But you don't have to have double masks. Is that right? I mean,
you know, it became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate. And then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
Are you a double masker, Dr. Fauci? It looks like you are.
Food, and there's no one in the hospital.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Nobody.
What is going on in this country?
They discharged everybody.
They discharged everybody?
Yeah.
So there's nobody even in there?
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's in the hospital? How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's why.
Fake news. It's all fake news, isn't it? There's nobody in there. Is there anybody in there? No. But there's free food.
Oh, yes, you are.
The devil in disguise, all right. Anthony Fauci. You know, this is a true reckoning for America right now that we're going through, ladies and gentlemen. Because we shouldn't be taking this. We shouldn't take this for another day, let alone another minute. And the liars in our government and in our media are so emboldened right now because they've gotten away with so much crime. They've gotten away with so much lies and misinformation and propaganda. They just don't even know how to take their foot off the gas at this point. And so you just saw the video, Anthony Fauci debating himself on masks. You have a corrupt doctor, Jerome Adams, who's now been politicized. He puts his politics over actual health advice, who says the pandemic is spiraling out of control, but then you go to your local hospital and there's nobody in it, and the nurses say it's fake news. So, but you're reaching a dangerous point in our civilization where doctors are putting politics over actual health advice. That is scary, man. And see, that's the problem is, again, hey, you get sick, you're feeling ill, you're feeling down. You'd like to say, hey, I'm going to go to a doctor and, you know, I'll trust the doctor's going to help me no matter what my politics are or skin color or anything like that. But not anymore. You go to a doctor, you're like clutching your pearls like, boy, I hope this doctor's not a Democrat. Might try to kill me. Might try to kill me with a big pharmaceutical pill or drug. Or it doesn't even matter what their politics are at that point. They're all run by Big Pharma. But I covered it in the last segment. Dr. Jerome Adams just lying about everything. And it's all provable. It's all provable lies. Doesn't stop him. Doesn't stop him. Fauci arguing himself over masks. He'll continue to debate himself over masks as long as he's still around. Nothing will stop him. Here's a clip, though. Let's go to clip 10, where you have in Arkansas the health bureaucrats. Well, let's just say when the health bureaucrats have public meetings, they are not met with much support.
Intelligent. Well, the answer is no, and that's been the data, but they... Dr. Dillahay, do you want to answer that?
So at this point in time, there is no evidence that the COVID...
10,000 women who shot dead from telling their stories. This is ridiculous.
All right, so go ahead, Dr. Dillahay.
So there is no...
Go ahead, Dr. Dillahay.
So there is no medical evidence at this time that the COVID vaccines impact fertility. There is a great deal of evidence that the COVID illness itself causes problems with pregnancy.
That's not true.
And fetal demise. So I think it's important for people to have factual, accurate information.
I'm getting it from you. So this is what's happened now. All the Democrat Party has destroyed the Americans' faith in every institution, everything. The media, healthcare, school. And again, you'd think, you know, at least we can have education in this country not be politicized. Nope, Democrats have destroyed that. At least we can have healthcare in this country not be politicized. Nope, Democrats have destroyed that. At least we can have a media in this country that wants to get things right and accurate. Nope, Democrats have destroyed that too. No faith in any of these institutions anymore, thanks to Democrats. Thanks to liberals. Thanks to progressives. Now, here's a mayor that gets it in Knox County, Tennessee. This is what you want to hear from your leaders in clip 11.
And mandates, and we're not going to do that in Knox County. So I just want to make that very clear and be on record with that.
Good for you. Good for you, Glenn Jacobs, mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And it's going to reach a point where people are going to start flocking. If we can't correct this ship and get rid of these Democrat scoundrels from destroying our country and ruining our lives, it's going to reach a point where people are going to start flocking to cities and counties that have real leadership, like in Knox County, Tennessee, or Florida, or parts of Texas, where it's just like, where can I go and not have some Democrat politician lie to me and destroy my country? Where can I go and not have some corrupt politician want to dominate me with lockdowns and economic sabotage and mask mandates and medical tyranny? And we're about to reach that critical mass because people can't take it anymore, man. They just can't take it.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just suspended every election audit count that existed on Twitter. Every single one. Because the audits aren't happening, right? They're not. No. The audits aren't happening. They're not finding any discrepancies. They're not finding all the illegal votes, all the illegal mail-in votes, all the double-counted votes. No. Nope, just not happening. So Twitter just suspended them all. Ha ha. How do you cover up a crime?
How do you cover up a crime? Well, ask Twitter. They're experts at it. They're helping cover up the Democrat theft of the 2020 election because, drumroll please, they were in on it. Oh, yes. Before any vote, well, I guess that's not true with the millions of illegal votes and all the mail-in votes, but, you know, before the election day even started, Twitter was helping Joe Biden win by censoring all the negative news about Joe Biden, all the negative news about Hunter Biden. Really amazing, isn't it? Really quite phenomenal. Total criminality. Boy, you know, a lot of people still have faith in Donald Trump and still obsessed with the man, kind of, quite frankly. But, you know, I hope he's right when he says the best is yet to come, because I'd like to think we've hit rock bottom with how bad things are right now. And there's no doubt there is a great awakening happening, but, you know, when you've got what's going on today at Capitol Hill, and I'll just play this clip real quick, just to show the double standard, and I know you get it, but it needs to just be hammered home. Because it was the Democrats that put a target on police officers' back, and then in the year 2020, thousands of police officers were injured, many were killed, many were paralyzed, many were blinded. And the Democrat Party didn't shed a tear. They celebrated that. They said the police deserve that. Oh, but on January 6th, now all of a sudden police are the good guys. And so here you have one of the biggest liars I've ever seen in a police officer's uniform. Never heard of this guy till today. Now he'll forever go down as an American traitor and a liar. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and the Democrats going along with the whole thing, celebrating all the fallen police officers. Now the Democrats care. Here's the clip. 14.
Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment of my time to ask for a moment of silence for my fallen colleague, Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries he sustained.
That's a lie.
In the line of duty defending the That's capital of our beloved democracy.
So imagine that. He comes out and he lies. That is not what happened. And everybody knows it, but they all bow their heads like that's what happened, and everybody knows it's a lie. And again, where were all the crocodile tears for police officers for the entire year of 2020 when they were murdered and attacked and paralyzed and blinded and hospitalized and brutalized? Where was the media? Where was the Democrat Party? Where were the hearings? Where were the testimonies? Where were the sob stories? You didn't get them, did you? No, you didn't. And you know why. Because it's all political. They can politicize Brian Sicknick's death, even though he died of a health condition related to a stroke days later. But hey, don't tell corrupt Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn that. I guess he still believes the big lie that Brian Sicknick was hit over the head with a fire extinguisher. That never happened. Sicknick was declared dead 2 days later after strokes. Very sad. Had a family that cared about him and loved him. That's a human being. That's really sad. But to say that he died from injuries sustained at the Capitol and to go along with the big lie that he was hit with a fire extinguisher and to do that during a fake January 6th hearing, boy, that's just despicable. And again, what of the thousands of police officers that were brutalized and attacked and hospitalized and paralyzed and blinded from all the Democrat riots of 2020? Where's their hearing? Where's their moment in the media? Where's their moment in the sun? When do they get to tell their stories? When do we get to shed tears for all of them? When do we get to hold accountable all the individuals that beat them, shot them? No, see, That doesn't work for the Democrat political agenda. So we don't. No. We're not doing that. We're gonna lie about Brian Sicknick, and we're gonna politicize that, and then we're gonna use that lie to arrest all of our political dissidents and continue the big lie of January 6th. Now, we've got Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Let me just do a news blitz because I barely got into this news. Let me just pound this news out in this segment in the next 5 minutes, and then Paul Joseph Watson will take over. CDC to reverse indoor mask policy. Fully vaccinated people must wear masks indoors. Yeah, good luck. Here's Joe Biden in December of last year saying the COVID vaccination will not be mandatory in the U.S. But yet here are the Democrats today saying, yep, we're going to mandate the coronavirus vaccine, including Bill de Blasio, who says the voluntary phase is over. Mandated vaccines are coming. The Biden administration has already mandated vaccines on many government officials. It's all illegal. It's all Nuremberg Code. And according to the Nuremberg Code, you are supposed to be hung to death if you force people into medical experiments. That's just the Nuremberg Code. Maybe we're abandoning the Nuremberg Code and embracing Nazism. They haven't announced that yet. Maybe they will sometime soon. But according to the Nuremberg Code, if you force somebody to be part of a medical experiment, you get hung to death. That's not me saying that. That's just the Nuremberg Code. I'm not sure if the Democrat Party's abandoned that yet and gone full Nazi. Maybe they have. They just haven't gone public yet. That's where we're at. Here's the Washington Post. Enough already. It's time for vaccine entry passes. Mandatory vaccines to come into America. The CDC raises a travel advisory warning to level 3 for Israel, the most vaccinated country in the world, because they're having a COVID outbreak. And here's the official statement from CDC. We need to emulate vaccine distribution in Israel, but it's too dangerous to travel there. Woo. Oh, my gosh. It's just unbelievable. And then we covered it earlier. 200 Australians taken to quarantine facilities because they might have been exposed to the virus. And then here's PolitiFact. Declares that Biden and Harris never distrusted COVID vaccines under Trump. So, I mean, again, we just play the videos of Joe Biden saying, I don't trust this vaccine. Nobody will trust the vaccine. Kamala Harris saying, I wouldn't trust this vaccine. Nobody should trust this vaccine. I'll never get this vaccine. And we just play the videos. It's a compilation. Everybody's seen it. And then PolitiFact says, nope, that's false. They never said that. It's their own words. It's their own mouths. It's their own faces. It's their own events. And PolitiFact just says, no, it never happened. What are you talking about? That's not real. You didn't build that. I've never been to Europe. God Almighty. God Almighty. And now you have all of these bot accounts putting out the exact same thing on Twitter. Thousands of them. We've covered this so many times. Here's the latest. I just left the ER. We're officially crushed by COVID Delta variant. It's much worse. 99% of the ICU beds are full. No, none of these people have been vaccinated. And there's thousands of these tweets, folks. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of these tweets. It's all propaganda. And then the state-run Chinese media is putting out their own propaganda saying that the lab leak theory is black magic. So I'll show you that when we come back. I got one more segment coming up, and we'll cover the rest of this news, and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Take a look at this from official Chinese-run state media. They put this out a couple days ago. Lab leak conspiracy is propagated by Drastic, a group of radical amateurs. Now, I would imagine that most people in this audience probably know about the Wuhan lab where this virus came out of. But I would also bet that no one in this audience has ever heard of Drastic. I've never heard of Drastic. Have you ever heard of Drastic? And yet the Chinese state-run media that's allowed to operate on Twitter, Americans aren't allowed to operate on Twitter, people running the vote audits aren't allowed to operate on Twitter, but the Chinese communists that have millions of people in forced labor camps and detention centers, they're allowed to operate on Twitter, and they're claiming that some group I've never heard of in my life called the Drastic Company made up the lab leak conspiracy. No, actually, InfoWars broke that right here. It was right here in this studio with Dr. Francis Boyle in February of 2020. We broke that story. And now it's pretty much widely accepted, even though we were called conspiracy theorists at the time. Hey, that's fine. I go on. Now they quote Peter Daszak, who's the one that ran the Wuhan lab leak. Who's the one that bragged about doing gain-of-function research? Worked with Fauci doing gain-of-function research with bat viruses in Wuhan, China, where the virus came from. And they quote him, "Some people talking about lab leak don't want an answer. They want to amplify doubt because they can leverage that doubt in leaders and scientists to hold or build power." What? That doesn't even make sense. What power does an individual have against the government to just say, "Hey, I think that came out of the Wuhan lab"? Well, I guess if it's our government that was making it, then maybe. And that, of course, is the case. And he knows it. And they put up this graphic. Who are they? Amateurs. How do they research? Google. Where do they publish? Twitter. Lab leak theory. And they have these cute little graphics put out by the Chinese media. Peter Daszak. So Peter Daszak knows he's been caught with Anthony Fauci. They made the virus. They're responsible for the pandemic. And again, you get back to how corrupt our media is, where they make the biggest deal out of COVID. It's now running our life, and you need to be afraid of it, and we have to shut down and wear masks and take 10 vaccines and everything, and this is just for the rest of our lives because of COVID, and they take it very seriously, but they never want to know where it came from. They never want to hold the people responsible who made it. Very convenient for them, isn't it? And then here's another one from the Chinese state-run media. The black magic of lab leak conspiracy. And it's like Uncle Sam in the dark working with a chemistry set with a bunch of things that say conspiracy on it and the lab leak theory. So this Chinese-run propaganda account is allowed to operate on Twitter and cover up the fact that this virus came out of the Wuhan lab, but you, an American, aren't allowed to operate on Twitter and say there's an audit happening in Arizona. Not even that you think that Trump won the election. You can't even say there's an audit happening anymore. They'll ban you just for mentioning that there's an audit happening. Now, let's move on here to the rest of this news. This is a very sad state of affairs. The number of close friendships that Americans have has declined over the past several decades. Percentage of Americans who say they have the following number of close friends, not counting their relatives. In 1990, 3% of Americans said they had no close friends. In 2021, 12% of Americans say they have no close friends. In 1990, 33% of Americans said they had 10 or more close friends. In 2021, 13% of Americans say they have 10 or more close friends. Now I could go on with this data, but I think that you get the picture here. Americans are more and more becoming isolated with less and less friendship, less and less camaraderie, less and less kinship. And this is destroying the fabric of our society. This is part of the problem right here. People can't even get along anymore. People aren't even socializing anymore. They're burying their head in their phones. They're burying their head in all these different distractions. And they don't even have relationships anymore. Well, that makes it a lot easier to control somebody, doesn't it? Makes it a lot easier to control somebody that doesn't have a support group, doesn't have a social group, doesn't have a friend group. Doesn't have anything. And this is all by design. This is all part of the globalist agenda. Make you alone, make you afraid, and then enslave you. Here's some more data. Net favorability of leading Republicans among Republican voters. Don Jr. topping the charts on this deal. Don Jr. topping the charts, followed by DeSantis. Kevin McCarthy. I think he gets way too high of a mark there, but okay. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then very low number for Mitch McConnell. And then you have Liz Cheney, who is negative 43, off the charts. Well, that's because Liz Cheney is a Democrat, so that's how you explain that. It's not going so well for the U.S. military, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sad to report. Well, when all of the military brass are liberal progressives, more concerned with what is in their troops' pants and not how they're trained. Yeah, this is going to happen. It failed miserably After wargaming loss, joint chiefs are overhauling how the U.S. military will fight. They're destroying our military, folks. Obama began the destruction of our military. Trump tried to bring it back. He was sabotaged. Obama already put the brass in that were anti-American, pro-communist Chinese agents. They've infiltrated the Navy. They've infiltrated everything. And now they're back with Biden in control, and they are just completely sabotaging our military. Just totally sabotaging it. 10 years probation for Boys and Girls Club worker who raped 14-year-old San Antonio girl. That's right, no jail time. No jail time. You'll spend more time in jail if you went into the Capitol building for 5 seconds. If your foot touched the Capitol building and then left, you spent more time in jail than this individual that raped a 14-year-old girl. And it turns out, apparently, this Boys and Girls Club in San Antonio was like a hotbed for people to rape little boys and little girls. And most of them just get probation. And they just bury it in the sand. I wonder why. I wonder why. Why does Demetrius Kino Jr. not have to go to jail for raping a 14-year-old girl? Huh. Boy, imagine if he was in the Capitol building with a U.S. flag saying USA for 5 minutes on January 6th, he'd be in jail indefinitely. But all he did was rape a 14-year-old girl. So he should only have a little probation. Come on, man. Chicago's top cop blames wave of gun violence on courts letting out violent offenders from jail. Oh, you don't say. So when Demetrius Kino Jr. rapes another girl, I guess we'll know why, won't we? Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer assaulted, robbed in Oakland's Jack London Square. Hey, that's not good. I'm not celebrating that a corrupt Democrat gets mugged in her own city. It's very sad, even though I'm no fan of Barbara Boxer. Pretty sad that she can't even walk around her own streets without getting mugged and robbed. But, you know, the truth is the truth. You did this to yourselves, Democrats. And so you've destroyed your cities. You've made your cities crime-ridden hellholes. And now you're going to have to deal with it. And then this is just really disgusting stuff. Minnesota fourth grade student says class was told not to tell their parents about equity survey. And I can get into this whole story here, but basically, leftist teachers are teaching your kids critical race theory and all kinds of other things, and they're specifically telling the students not to tell the parents, and you know why that is. It's like a priest, you know, plays a little touch time with the little boy and says, "Don't tell your parents." So now liberal professors and teachers are teaching your kids how to be racist, bigots, and hate America, and they're saying, "Don't tell your parents." Same energy, folks. All right, I sign off. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.